A family of chemicals linked to cancer and other health problems has shown up in waterways and wildlife in the Pacific Northwest. Washington State's plan to deal with that problem is 6 years behind schedule. Reporting for EarthFix, Eilish O'Neill has the story.
On December 9, 2016, Steve and Sandy Swanson were in a festive mood. Their house, on top of a ridge on Whidbey Island, was ready for Christmas.
We already had our Christmas tree up. The house looked beautiful.
But then, a representative of the Navy knocked on the door.
She walked in. She seemed genuinely moved by the bad news she was going to have to tell us.
The bad news was that the Swanson's well is contaminated. It has six times the EPA's health advisory level of what are called perfluorinated chemicals. These are chemicals that have been linked to cancer, thyroid and liver problems, and low birth weight and other developmental problems. So the Swansons stopped drinking their well water.
We have a system of how we, you know, wash our produce, brush our teeth. It's a pain.
The toxic chemicals made their way into the Swansons' well from firefighting foams dumped on a naval airstrip less than 3 miles away. The Swansons and their neighbors aren't the only ones to find their drinking water contaminated this way. Wells near Joint Base Lewis-McChord, south of Tacoma, and Fairchild Air Force Base, outside of Spokane, have also been contaminated. And the same thing happened to the water supply in Issaquah, which has a fire training facility nearby. The EPA and military have identified other contaminated sites across the country.
The information that we have is really probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Erica Schrader, with the advocacy organization Toxic Free Future, says that's because even though the EPA tested drinking water systems across the country for perfluorinated chemicals,
it was a subset of water systems, and so not everyone's water has been tested.
And the EPA only flagged results with a certain concentration of contaminants. Schrader says one way to get all our water tested and cleaned would be to establish a state-level limit. New York and Vermont have already done that.
We've asked the governor to establish drinking water standards here in Washington that would make sure that our water here is clean and safe to drink.
But Washington isn't looking at setting a drinking water limit for now, says Barbara Morrissey, a state toxicologist.
It may become clear in the future that there is a need for that, and at that point we would consider that.
What Washington is doing right now is working on a chemical action plan. The goal is to deal with all the sources of perfluorinated chemicals. And there are lots of them. Carpets, nonstick pans, hamburger wrappers, raincoats. The committee started back in 2009 by looking at where these chemicals show up in Washington's water and wildlife. Holly Davies is the Department of Ecology toxicologist in charge of the committee.
To see it at these levels in our environment confirmed why we had prioritized this.
Yet the committee stalled. Chemical action plans normally take a year and a half. This one is going on 8. And it will be at least another year before it's finished, Davies says.
We've had some starting and stopping for different reasons, some of which were legislative direction to work on other topics. So we are restarting it. We are trying to do it on a slightly accelerated process to try to have it done by June of 2018.
The plan could include restricting the manufacture or import of certain products, mandating a limit for how much of these chemicals can legally be in drinking water, and cleaning up the chemicals where they've already been found. Back on Whidbey, the Swansons show me around their three-story home and five-acre property. They've lived here since 1999, but now they want out.
This is our dream house. Steve milled all these timbers from our farm on South Whidbey. We have one of the best views on the island. But we need to move on.
Swanson says she's almost 70 and her husband's 73, and they don't have many years left. On Whidbey Island, I'm Eilish O'Neill.